first reading for the Mass today comes from the prophet Jeremiah, and it almost has two parts in it. The first part, Jeremiah is obviously unhappy. He's been suffering a great deal because of the criticism, the complaints of others. And that, in fact, Jeremiah was one of those prophets who did suffer a lot, because he lived in a very difficult time in Israel, right before the Babylonian exile. He kept warning people that if they didn't change their ways, that they were going to be conquered and their nation was going to be destroyed. And of course, it's a lot easier to kill the messenger than it is to listen to the message. And that's what was happening. They were threatening him with his life. And they tried to kill him several times, did not succeed, and eventually what he predicted happened. And so he was a man who suffered a great deal. We go to the Gospel reading. It also, not quite as strong, but it also talks about the fact that we will suffer. He says, be afraid of those, not of those who can kill the body, but be afraid of the one who can cast you into hell. That's not exactly the words he used, but that's what the sense of it was. And so after I read those two readings, I decided to speak about something that I've never spoken about in a homily before, at least it's a full homily. And that is the role of suffering in our lives as Christians. You know, we all suffer in one way or another way. You know, we all go through times of illness. Many of us have some kind of physical ailment that stays with us all the time. We suffer because relationships that go bad, that are broken. We suffer because economically sometimes. We suffer because people ridicule us, reject us, criticize us. There's just many things that cause suffering in our lives. And it's a lot of all of us. In one way or another, each of us is going to suffer. Now, can we begin to look at that suffering in a positive way? Our first reaction to suffering is always, how can we get out of it? Or, why me? What did I do to deserve this? But if we can go deeper, can we see that our suffering has value? That it is spiritually important to us, and it's part of our journey to the kingdom of God. First thing we need to kind of take focus on is the fact that in order to save us, Jesus suffered. And that's been part of our faith from the very beginning. You know, he suffered because of the rejection of people. You know, they thought he was crazy. They were out trying to kill him. And finally, they did. But even in that process of going to the cross, he endured tremendous suffering. Now, it was that suffering that brought him to the glory of the resurrection. Without that suffering, we would not have our salvation. And so we have to look at his suffering and remember that we are members of his body. And so, if we want to share his risen glory, then somehow we also have to share with him the suffering and hardship that he endured. You know, if you look at the gospel reading, and you don't have to look very hard, Jesus foretells that we will suffer if we are his disciples. He says, if you wish to be my disciple, you must take up your cross each day and follow me. He warns of persecution. He warns of being drugged before governors and kings, he says, on account of me. He constantly talks about that being a disciple of mine will cause you hardship and suffering. We see that in today's gospel where he, again, talks about that. Don't be afraid of the one who can kill your body. Almost as if that's going to happen. And it did. Very soon, some of those early apostles, James in particular, was martyred. And then other disciples were very quickly being martyred following James. And they were trying to get a hold of Peter and Paul also, but it took them a while. Now, what is it about suffering that gives it a spiritual life? Well, first of all, suffering causes us to have to accept the things that God allows to happen in our life. Things we really don't want, things we don't like, but we have to learn to accept those. And even in that acceptance, we are, in a sense, abandoning ourselves, surrendering ourselves into the hand of God. Because we've got to embrace the very things that we would choose not to happen to us. And to somehow recognize that God has a plan, God has a purpose. But secondly, and this is probably the more important point, if we are members of Christ, then we have to share the suffering of Christ. Now, our faith teaches us that we become members of Christ through the waters of baptism. When we are baptized, St. Paul teaches us we are incorporated into Christ Jesus. We are united to Him. And that our hope is that being united to Him, being a member of His body, we will come to share with Him the glory of the risen life in the kingdom of heaven. But if we are members of Him, then somehow we must also suffer with Him. And so, our suffering is somehow sharing in His suffering. Now, St. Paul brings that out really clear in a passage that has been much discussed. In his letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24, he says, "I rejoice in the suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of His body, the church." Now, the first question that raises is, well, what is lacking in Christ's suffering? I mean, didn't He give everything He had? What could be lacking? Well, what's lacking is not what He did. What is lacking is we as members of His body have not fully participated in that. And that's what we have to do. We have to somehow embrace the suffering that comes into our life, even though we don't really want to embrace them. But we do that knowing that we are united to Him. We are members of His body. And we have to embrace the things that God allows to happen to us. Now, our best time, our most opportune time to do this is right what we're doing now, the Mass. Because we believe that every Eucharist, every Mass, Christ is present here, transcending time and space, continuing to do what He did on the cross, offer Himself to the Father for our salvation. It's not dying again, it's one continuous sacrifice. But He is offering Himself to the Father for us, but then we come to offer ourselves to the Father in union with Him. And part of what we can offer is the things we suffer, the hardships that go on in our daily lives. John Paul II, in one of his letters, talks about that every week we ought to bring to the Mass the things that happen to us during the week, both the good and the bad, and offer all of that to the Father in union with Christ Jesus. That becomes our great sacrifice, that offering of ourselves to the Father in union with Christ. Knowing that if we are more deeply united with Him, we can more fully share the glory of His risen life. And that is our goal, to live forever in the kingdom of heaven, united to Christ Jesus. Now, when I embrace the suffering that comes, I'm embracing God's fatherly will for me. I think it can be truly said that the sufferings and hardships that come into our lives are signs of God's love. And we usually don't see it that way right away. But very often, we will find that the things we suffer become the things that enrich us and strengthen us. They are signs of God's love for us because He is helping us to die to our selfishness, to surrender our lives into His hands so that we can come to the fullness of life. And I can suspect that many of you could find examples of that in your own life. You know, a time of suffering, a time of hardship, that later you see as a time of blessing. I know I see that so clearly as one event in my life, that for a time was a real difficult situation for me, just emotionally. And how I've drawn on that over and over and over again in my life as a priest to help other people. That time of suffering was my Father's love for me. And that happens in all of our lives. Because it gives us an opportunity to go out of ourselves, to give of ourselves to others. John Paul II. If you haven't guessed it, I like John Paul II. But he says, man can find himself only through a gift of himself. Now, think about that statement. Only when we give ourselves away can we really come to know who we are. Think about someone you know that has never overcome their selfishness. You know, a very self-centered person. Usually they're very miserable people, right? It's the people who learn to give that come to be the happiest of people. We only find ourselves when we give ourselves away. And part of that giving ourselves away is hardship and suffering. Because we don't do it easily. It's hard. And yet, that's the journey we must walk. I'm not trying to suggest to anyone that you don't try to avoid some of the sufferings that come into life. And just give you a crazy example. You know, if you've got a headache, it's probably good to take some medication to get rid of it. If you got a rock in your shoe, I would suggest you take the shoe off and get that rock out of there. You know, we don't have to just accept all of that. But there are so many sufferings that come to us that we can't avoid. You know, we can't avoid serious illness at times. We can't avoid injuries. We can't avoid the comments, the criticism, the judgments that others make about us. And we have to embrace those. Now, there's some sufferings we could avoid, but to do so would be to deny our faith. And so we have to embrace those also. Because the gospel will bring suffering into our life if we're truly living. And those sufferings we must also embrace. The hardships that come to us because of our faith in Christ Jesus. And so often we're tempted to deny our faith in order to avoid suffering. And yet, that is the suffering we must embrace. That's what comes to us because we're trying to live the gospel. Suffering will come to us in many ways, but I think the most redeeming suffering is the suffering that comes because we choose to serve others. Or the suffering that comes because we want to embrace the gospel. Now think about it in our culture today. How much we as Catholics are being criticized because of our stand on things like abortion, on euthanasia, on same-sex marriage, contraception. How much we're criticized by the culture. Yes, those are the sufferings we have to bear and endure. Because they are sufferings for the sake of the gospel. For the sake of our faith in Christ Jesus. May God strengthen us to embrace the sufferings that come into our lives. And may He reward us with eternal life.